Well, good morning, church.
Morning.
We have pretty amazing children and youth across all ages and all settings, don't we, throughout McCabe. I'm thankful for Tina, for Marty, for helping to lead them, for everybody just coming together and just helping to create worship as we continue this journey towards Christmas this morning. This morning we gather in the name and the spirit of Jesus. Jesus was born and he slept in a manger. He humbled himself, he even emptied himself. He did everything he needed to do to bring forgiveness, to bring hope and healing, to be our Savior. And then when he died on the cross, he committed his spirit into God's hands. And his spirit is alive and moving among us right here this morning. During the season of Advent, the season of waiting and preparation, we're thinking about the scripture around the Christmas narrative. This scripture also provides a basis for the Christmas hymn, Silent Night, that last week it was about heavenly peace. This week we reflect on some of the joy, knowing that sometimes joy is easy to find and celebrate, and sometimes the joy can feel a little more buried or pushed away. Let's pray. Well, holy and mighty God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations on each of our hearts, God, may they be acceptable in your sight. You are our rock, and you are our Redeemer. Amen. So in biblical times, as Tim mentioned earlier, the shepherds were at the bottom of the pecking order. They were lowly, they were often like indentured servants. They did the dirty work. They didn't own the land or the sheep. And the shepherds in today's scripture, they were working the night shift. They were out of the light. They were out there when the critters were crawling and prowling about. If we think about where Bethlehem is located, Bethlehem is roughly 5 miles outside of Jerusalem. And the shepherds in today's scripture, they were on the outskirts of Bethlehem. The sheep in this region that they were caring for, they were likely raised for sacrifice, for Old Testament, for temple sacrifice. The picture on the screen right now is actually a shepherd's cave. 4 years ago, Burke, our son and I, we had a chance to be in Israel, and at one point we were sitting in a shepherd's cave. I was surprised at how holy and humbling the experience actually was. The cave, it's like a huge hollow rock in a hillside. The temperature is a little cooler than outside. The ceiling's a little kind of low, and it's dark in the picture you can see because of the artificial lighting. So at night, or whenever it was necessary, a shepherd could move the flock into the cave to protect them. And then with the sheep in the cave, the shepherd could lay across the opening of the cave to be a barrier against any threats. So any outside threat would have to go through the shepherd to get to the sheep. So with this in mind, here the shepherds in today's scripture, they're getting a wake-up call. It was Christmas night. The shepherds were caring for the sheep in the fields outside of Bethlehem.
That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep.
So picture in your mind the shepherds guarding their flocks against any threats.
Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them.
The shepherds wake up, and they're immediately on high alert. Their adrenaline's pumping, and there's a threat like they've never seen. Our scripture says,
they were terrified, but the angel reassured them. Don't be afraid. He said, I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger.
So there's this terrifying scene, and in this penetrating this terrifying scene are words of hope and reassurance, pushing back against the fear.
Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
So this fear turned into joy. This panic turned into praise.
They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in a manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel said to them about this child.
This fear that turned into joy, it couldn't be contained, it couldn't be shut down.
All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished.
The shepherd's testimony, their joy touched people's lives.
But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them.
So we talk about fight or flight instincts. Fear can trigger that urge to run or to fight, can it? Fear can shut down the thinking parts of our brain. That's how the shepherds were feeling at first. Our scripture says they were terrified. They were scared to death. They weren't filled with joy. I don't know, friends, do you ever feel yourself feeling scared or maybe all alone? Anyone ever feel on the verge of feeling overwhelmed by life? Life can get hectic. Life can throw us curveballs. Sometimes in real life, hard things happen. Maybe a loved one gets sick or even dies. Maybe a relationship ends or a job changes. Maybe it was a challenge getting here this morning. Or maybe we get anxious about exactly how something will go. We can battle against these feelings. In the midst of these feelings, we can experience and find ourselves just connecting with less joy. We move to short-term solutions and quick fixes. And then in our scripture, the angel of the Lord burst on the scene, startling and terrifying the shepherds. They were proclaiming, hey, we've got good news. And at first, these were just words to the shepherds. The shepherds were trying to make sense of it. What do you mean, good news? Good news, yeah, but who are you? Good news, but why are you here? Good news, but we're just a couple of nobodies in the middle of the night out in a field doing our thing, watching some sheep. But the army of angels burst on the scene proclaiming, you are not alone. God's presence God's presence, it just landed. God's presence and power is poured out upon and for you. It's not just the Savior that was born. This is your Savior. Your Savior has been born. This is a Savior, a deliverer from pain and sin, a Savior when we feel hopeless or scared. Your Savior, bringing hope and healing and life. Your Savior just came in the flesh. It was a silent night, and then the shepherds, well, they quaked at the sight. It was a silent night, and then glory streamed from heaven. Heavenly hosts singing, Alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. They went from fear to joy. They went from panic to praise. Friends, I know how I'm created. I'm German and Scandinavian, right? I know that I was brought up and I now live in the Upper Great Plains. I know that my personality can tend towards the serious side. I'm fully aware that sometimes I guard against or even I downplay any shining or showing of my joy. And yet to me, a Savior has been born. To you, a Savior has been born. Friends, that's something that has the power to bring joy and excitement to the deepest part of our soul, doesn't it? Brenda, my wife and I, we love to sit at the table telling stories with my sister. As you might guess, my sister is created similar to me. Scandinavian and German, growing up in the Upper Great Plains, tending towards the serious side of things. Yet once in a while when we're sitting at the table, we'll get to laugh, and my sister will get to laughing so hard that she's gasping for breath. You know what I mean? The tears are rolling down her cheeks, and as we settle down, she'll exhale with that big sigh of release. It's a sigh of great joy. Can you picture what I'm talking about? We have a lot of Scandinavians and Germans this morning here, don't we? Upper grades. Can you picture what I'm talking about? Yeah. Well, what if the joy in the birth of our Savior took our breath away? What if the joy in the birth of our Savior made us gasp in delight? What if the birth of your Savior and my Savior, what if it made us tremble with joy, and what if it made us squeal with delight? Friends, what's it going to take for us to experience the true awe and wonder of the season? What's it going to take to connect with the beauty and the joy in what God has done for us? With God's help, can we maybe push back against that darkness that can creep in? With God's help, can we maybe silence some of the onslaught and the overexposure to the messages of fear and despair? With God's help, maybe can we maybe crack the door open just a little bit, or maybe a little further? Can we crack that door open to see and experience the wonder and the joy that came through God incarnate, God in the flesh, the baby lying in the manger? To you and me, our Savior is born. For you and me, it's not just some Savior. To us, the Savior is born. Maybe could we sing that verse of Silent Night? Christ the Savior is born for you and me. We come this morning before God, to be open and present to the stirring of the Spirit, to be open to maybe letting that awe and wonder fill us in a new way or a new part of us. We come during this time of offering, wrestling with how much of our lives we're going to offer. It's a musical offering that we'll be receiving. We might have a monetary offering. We might be wrestling with our time or our talents or family. We come before God during this time of offering.